Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the audio there, too, at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Billy Blank and Matt Bergman a little later on this morning.
Checking in with our comedy buddies.
Our other comedy buddy, Nick Allen's not here. Is he on the road?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him. I was just going to text him.
All right. And don't say you forgot to set the alarm, because not the only Nick so much, but that's the stupidest thing. Because you set the alarm. It's what you do before you go to bed.
Boy, I forget.
Yeah.
Once every several months.
That's fine, every several months. I still think it's stupid, but I'll give you a break every several
months. It is.
Yeah,
but even then, usually the internal clock wakes me up sometime in the area. Yeah.
In the area.
15 minutes, one side or the other.
Right.
I mean, what's probably going to happen in
Just call them.
I use the phone as my alarm now, since my alarm clock died. But maybe I'll forget to bring the phone upstairs. Yeah. But I've been pretty good about it.
Your clock died?
Why don't you get a new alarm clock?
I don't want to. I can use the phone.
Unless I use both.
Unless it's downstairs.
The phone will be just fine. Unless I happen to leave it downstairs.
Nick, he's actually
so far, I've been pretty good about it.
Yeah, Nick just walked in.
I set the alarm clock, and then I set the phone for 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
So I've got both
going.
Good
for you. Good for you.
That's what a snooze button does.
No, I don't sleep till the phone goes off. That's just my backup. Usually I'm up and already going.
Got your
when
Patriots hat on
off.
Again today in honor of the Patriots fans.
Just
being really, really bummed. I love that. Nick's son's high school team's a Patriots, basically. That's why he has a hat on. If you don't see it, you can't see it. We're on the radio.
But we anticipate a lot of people jumping off the Patriot bandwagon and onto the Tampa Bay Buccaneer bandwagon.
Patriot fans are usually Patriot fans. Some of the chicks, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
It's cute. But
my son's not worried at all. My oldest, a Patriots fan.
Oh, he should be.
Wait, I'm not saying worry.
He's pissed.
He should be pissed. Nothing.
Yeah, he's not.
He should be pissed.
There was no reaction. He's
you
just
are
like,
lying.
What are you going to do?
You're lying if you're not pissed and you're a Patriot fan.
I'm more worried.
I'm not going to pick on the kids so much, but adults saying, "Well, we got Bella." No. You lost two guys that can still play.
Legends.
And now we're going to retire as Buccaneers.
He's got those dudes all over his bedroom walls.
Yeah. Put yourself in that situation.
Oh, and she's pissed.
You're talking about your dad? Or
I mean, let's say, let's say in the future they play football again. And your boy Mahomes goes 10, 12 years, maybe 20 years with the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And then says, "Hey, I'm going to go play for somebody else at the end."
And he's pushed out.
Right, yeah. Yeah, pushed
because
out.
The teams are pushed run out. By a bunch of assholes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and then Kelce goes with him. I'd be livid.
Yeah, well, it'd be another tight end. Kelce wouldn't be playing 20
years. He'd be old.
Yeah. It'd be a tight end that's now in third grade.
Yeah.
You'd be pissed he was kicked out. Exactly, because they don't last as long as quarterbacks
do. Kelce 2.0.
I loved it. I loved the news. I thought it was just a fake news a week or two ago about Gronk. I mean, he's not going to get built, put all that weight back on to come back. I thought it was just a wishful thinking story. Nope, he's back.
They just must hate Belichick.
Oh, they do. They do.
And he gets results.
Right, yeah.
Or he loves Tom.
Find out. He's a great. Yeah. Hey, listen, Belichick's a great coach, but he also came in when Brady was there. I mean, right there it happened. It was like a perfect storm. Brady is amazing.
And he doesn't think he needs anybody.
No.
Well, it's like, I'll do it. We'll plug in a piece.
You need a receiver.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you mean Belichick?
Belichick. Yeah, he doesn't think he needs
anybody. Yeah.
No, Brady went to Tampa Bay because he's got weapons.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some receivers, and now he's got a Gronk.
You're right, though. He thinks it because no matter what you think about Belichick, he can't play.
Yeah. And he thinks if he pays somebody $20,000 less, he's got an advantage.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, in 2024. Oh, I got to be up. I got to be upbeat. Got to be upbeat. Got to be upbeat, Craig.
Yeah.
Help me out.
Well, it's kind of tough because today's Earth Day, and the reason we have Earth Day is because everything's going to hell.
Your Jack died? Yeah. Oh, no, he's alive. He's alive. Sorry. In case you're listening to earlier to the show.
So that's the good news. Jack's not dead.
No.
But I think
he was for a second.
The Earth likes today's Earth Day better than, say, last year's Earth
Day. Oh, yeah. The Earth don't care.
Or the year before that.
The Earth's going to shake us off like a bad habit, man.
It can breathe.
Yep.
Yeah, there won't be any gatherings at parks where everybody leaves all their trash in the grass.
All right. Liberals.
Plus the air is cleaner.
That's liberals leaving their trash behind.
But the air is cleaner now.
Nearly 8,000 small business owners looking for help in this pandemic now have something else to deal with. Their personal information may have been exposed thanks to a glitch in the website that handles the disaster loan applications. It revealed Social Security numbers and addresses to other applicants.
Can't get blood from a stone.
The Small Business Administration says, well, the issue's now fixed, and y'all quit your bitching.
That Munchin, whatever his name is.
What Mnuchin?
Mnuchin.
That douchebag he is.
Or Munchin. It looks like Munchin if you scramble the letters a little bit.
He's the guy that has a picture taken with all the money, isn't
he?
Yeah.
Him and his gorgeous wife.
His trophy wife.
Because, you know, he's a piece of ass.
Yeah, he looks like he throws it around.
He throws around his wad. Yeah. He's rich himself. He's completely rich himself.
Oh, he likes to smash.
Yeah.
He's just got that look about him.
There is a settlement between the state of Tennessee and a couple of brothers accused of price gouging. These brothers bought up thousands of bottles of hand sanitizer. The Tennessee Attorney General said an agreement has been reached with Matt and Noah Colvin after they were accused of buying sanitizer to resell at exorbitant prices.
Put them in jail. What's the agreement?
Some of the bottles bought around Chattanooga and Kentucky early last month were listed for as much as $70 a piece.
Jesus.
The brothers have surrendered about 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer to a nonprofit organization, and they've now agreed to distribute some in Kentucky as well.
They got to just be pissed about that, too.
Oh, they
their fortune, they're just giving it away.
Yeah.
They had the easy money plan. And
yeah.
Somebody came in and spoiled it all.
To prey on people.
The modern day moonshine.
South Korea ready to fire up baseball.
Well, they did it right.
So we can bet on that.
They did it right. Yeah. They also did, there was a.
May 5th.
There was another. I want to. What? There's across the bay or whatever, straight somewhere from Sweden. You watch ABC News last night? What country was that?
Boy, geography's tough.
I know.
Yeah. Was it
Norway?
Norway, Finland, Denmark?
It wasn't. It might have been the wooden shoe guys, Denmark. I'm choking. I don't know which one it was, but whatever it was.
Wooden shoe guys.
They shut down the first death back in like January and December. Shut it down. The first death, they shut it down, and now they're open.
Wooden shoe guys are Dutch. Is that the Netherlands?
Whatever. I'm not sure what it was, but they compare it to Sweden, which is across the bay, that didn't shut it down, and they're still not shutting it down. But, I mean, these guys are they're back to normal pretty much in that country because first death, shut it down. First death.
You have to acknowledge reality
Right. Oh, my God. First death. Now, granted, we weren't going to shut down on first death. I don't think anybody would have, but.
Well, we didn't know first death, for one thing.
Well, we knew.
Because now they're saying the first death. Came in, I believe, Santa Clara County, California, rather than Washington. Happened, they say that autopsies on a couple of people showed that they actually died from the coronavirus in February.
Or
it means the first national, state, and Bay Area virus deaths happened sooner than assumed.
Or did he just fall out of a plane?
Yeah.
And they listed it as COVID.
The deep state spreads to California.
Yeah, you know, because I read that piece a while back that patient zero for a lot of Europeans was a bartender in Vail.
Yeah, I haven't seen much since then.
But, about do you determine he's patient zero? Because obviously he contracted it from somebody. Same with this, you know, back in the AIDS days, it was patient zero.
Well, they called him patient zero, the guy in Canada.
He was a flight attendant from Montreal.
And he flew all across the U.S. and just got laid everywhere.
Yeah, and obviously he contracted it from somebody else, but he gets credit as patient zero.
In the U.S., he did. He's paid zero for the U.S.
He's not.
Right. By the way, I saw some old video of Fauci, by the way, who's really smart, from 84, talking about the AIDS epidemic.
And untouchable, according to Doc Ed.
Yeah.
He's a freaking rock star.
He's a rock star. They show him talking about the
bodyguards.
Yeah.
He's worked for every president since, no matter what their party was. Smart guy. You got 100.
Did he work with Reagan?
He did. Reagan didn't admit it for a long time because that's a whole other story, how Reagan ignored AIDS for years. But it was 84. I don't think Reagan even acknowledged AIDS to a second term.
No, I don't think so.
No, because it was a gay thing. But whatever. Right. So that's another political thing.
Those queers.
But they're talking about this Fauci. He's been involved with these things since day one. They talked to him in the early 2000s with SARS, with the old man, with young Bush. And then he talked to him when he was dealing with H1N1 with the Obama. This one's different than all those, by the way.
Yeah, a little more deadly.
In case your friends are thinking.
You may want to. Well,
no. But a really smart guy. So when you see like a hundred, guys with the fife and drums out front of your state capitol. Those idiots, they're saying, fire Fauci.
Yeah. Because I want to go bowling.
Fire Fauci because I want to go bowling.
It's in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Eighth Amendment is the right to bowl.
I know. Bowling alleys in Atlanta or Georgia are just going to be hilarious because who's going to put their fingers in something they don't want to? Yeah, you know. I have before. Don't get me wrong. Not in a bowling alley. I wanted to.
Yeah,
I thought twice once they were in there.
Give me 10 frames or give me death.
But the stuff you put your fingers in, you didn't have to rent.
Nope. No, it cost me more than that.
There was money involved.
Yeah.
They were at Grandma's house in Georgia.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Val Kilmer was on Good Morning America yesterday, and apparently his speaking voice is now much different because of his bout with throat cancer. He says he feels a lot better than he sounds. He is now 60. He says he was diagnosed with the throat cancer, which healed very quickly. He has a tracheotomy.
Huh?
Yeah, he's in bad shape.
It helps him breathe because the glands in his neck swelled up as well.
Was he a smoker?
I don't know.
I never heard much
about
that.
I think so.
He must have been, yeah. You know, not must have been, but he could have been.
Hopefully he's hanging out in a bubble right now.
Yeah,
he's right. He's got a new book he's pimping. Of course, he's in Top Gun 2 whenever that comes out.
Christmas.
2026.
Maybe. Something to look forward to.
I got to be positive.
In his book, he talks about some of the ladies he's been attached
to. I've read some excerpts. He actually kisses and tells, which I like.
Cher, Michelle Pfeiffer, Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, he's banged a lot of hotties, man.
He has, hasn't he?
Well, he was a good-looking dude for years. Stud, man. Chicks dug him.
Now he's taking it in the throat.
He's in Top Gun, too. Puss is right. I think the Puss's theory is he might be dead in Top Gun. He dies or something. He might be obviously make an appearance and then dies. Right?
He's not getting in a flight suit and hopping in the cockpit.
No.
So it says here he's a devout Christian Scientist.
I thought he was a Scientologist.
No,
but
Christian Science is a little different.
I thought they shunned medical.
They do.
But
I read it was Scientology. I swear it was Scientology.
Now, this says Christian Scientist.
I'm familiar with
Christian
Science.
Yeah, I think when it gets extreme, that Christian Scientists go with science.
No, they don't, though. A lot of them don't. They just pray and die.
This says he went to UCLA.
They go to doctors and dentists. I know that. They go to eye doctors and dentists.
Pussies.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs to see or chew?
Yeah, he got some sort of medical care for the cancer.
But it sounds like he's giving up
a tracheotomy, chemotherapy, and radiation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but he does kiss and tell, though. I like that part.
Yeah. So with this Michael Jordan documentary being run for the rest of the year, seemingly, other stories are coming out, and apparently Michael Jordan was jealous of Scottie Pippen.
What reason?
Early on?
No, all the time.
Hmm. Was it?
Because all the pressure wasn't on Pippen?
No.
All on him?
Scottie Pippen had him beat.
In what? Oh, length.
Yep.
Bigger penis.
That stuck to the table.
Thank you.
Pippen's sporting a hog.
Yeah.
What are our sources for this information?
Via Basketball Network.
They shower together.
Yeah. They say that there was another area that Pippen had Michael bested, or there was one other area. I don't know what the first one was. That
balls.
Pippen had Michael
Probably
bested.
Balls were longer, too. You know,
that was the size
the
of
whole
the equipment
package.
Whole package. Down low, according to Basketball Network. Bulls assistant coach Johnny Bock said, that killed Michael. You should have seen the girls Pippen had waiting for him everywhere he went.
Just from the hog, you mean?
According to Bock, whenever the Bulls were in L.A., Madonna would pick up Scottie in a limo complete with a hot tub.
Wow.
Michael did not care for this. He used to tell Madonna he could satisfy her better than Pippen, to which Madonna apparently would reply, not a chance.
Whoa.
Wow.
I didn't know Madonna was banging Scottie Pippen, did you?
She banged Rodman. She banged Rodman.
She banged Rodman for
Rodman,
a long time.
I knew that one.
Yeah.
Didn't hear the Pippen stuff.
I'd read it. I don't know if they go into it in the documentary or not, because they might not, because it's a salacious part, but about how the Bulls were just, you know, getting laid in every place they went, like most NBA players.
Oh, no, no. In the first episode I saw, they talk about Jordan in his rookie year on a road trip somewhere, you know, knocking on a hotel room looking for somebody, opened up the door, and he said basically the whole team was in there, and he said you had one corner where they were cutting lines, one corner where they were smoking weed, one corner where they had the women, everything.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good party.
Will they an entire episode to Scottie Pippen's hog?
You know, we're only two episodes
next week.
In.
Yeah.
There's eight episodes left.
Yeah, that's a lot of episodes. I got a lot of time to fill.
Pippen's digging that
between now and the end of the year.
He's Skyping into he's Skyping into the jump right now, thinking, "Hey, man, check out
episode 6, Scotty's dong."
And you know damn well Michael was not didn't have shortcomings. It just is that Scottie was just huge.
Not enough,
right?
Yeah.
Now, dude, half the country's wearing your shoes. You're the face of McDonald's. You're the MVP, and you're just walking around going, that damn Pippen.
It's all penis envy, man.
Scottie is
He was getting laid. I mean, Jordan had no problem getting laid either.
No, I'm sure he does. Fine.
Right.
Michael Jordan.
God, you mentioned dating Madonna now.
No.
You better bring something. Because she's had some
Earplugs.
She's had some manhole covers for sure. Girth-wise, yeah.
Girth-wise,
yeah, girth. Yeah,
yeah
they weren't
that's
what
I said.
They weren't that long. It was girth-wise. Manhole covers really not that thick, probably. Girth-wise, you'd be.
Just never heard that phrase.
Yeah, I mean, well, you mean
circumference.
Yeah,
circumference.
I guess. You know what I'm talking about. I love him.
You know what I'm talking about.
Manhole girth-wise. Cover is only a few inches
long. I'm talking about the length, the width. I mean, the circumference. That's how big that is.
Yeah, that would seem uncomfortable.
Yeah, it would. Ask Madonna. Pippen is loving that story
he
leaked
is.
Out.
Yeah.
He's loving it leaked out. Because, I mean, granted, among those guys, they all knew, but, you know. Was it an Odin? Because we saw the Odin back in the day.
I've given you the information I have. Thank God I don't have any more.
We all just, we measure it up to Odin. You know photos? Nothing?
That's all I got.
Odin's was so big it busted his knee forever.
Yeah. Rachel Nichols is going, hey, Scotty, because he's on the jump all the time.
I bet the next time they get in studio together, they're going to exchange some looks.
Right.
He might let her see it.
I don't know. HR might be not okay with that.
Yeah, but you know what? It's end of times now. Whip your penis out.
Yeah, HR is probably working from home.
Whip it out.
I bet you HR is getting a lot fewer complaints these days
Your wife's at HR. She works at home.
Yep.
So people can whip their penises out places now.
Does this fit on Zoom?
Is our HR lady's not here, right?
We don't have an HR lady.
Okay.
We have an HR guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and he does a couple other things, too.
Okay. Well, Okay, he's not here, is he?
Occasionally.
Okay, well, not in the morning, so whip it out.
So has your wife had to deal with any petty complaints?
That's not her area.
Okay.
Yeah, she works.
Whipping out penises?
Yeah. She doesn't deal with that.
Okay, good. Even at home. Yeah. Put that away.
Right. We don't deal with those things.
We don't.
Puss! It's funny, she doesn't call me that at home.
We don't believe you.
Yeah. She uses the whole word, big pussy?
Not with a capital P, at least.
Okay. In research funded by the National Institutes of Health and the University of Virginia, a study was posted on medrxiv.org. It's a preprint server. That means it has not yet been peer-reviewed or published in a medical journal. The study looked at hundreds of patients at U.S. Veterans Health Administration medical centers. Coronavirus patients taking hydroxychloroquine were no less likely to need mechanical ventilation and had higher death rates compared to those who did not take the drug.
Oh, so Trump's buddy's company lost their ass, huh?
Not what we wanted to hear, Craig.
So the orange guy's not talking about today?
Increased overall mortality was identified in patients treated with hydroxychloroquine alone.
Oh, he could talk about it because he's just talking to his people, and they will believe what he says rather than what Craig is saying.
Right.
He's got a feeling.
A hunch?
Yep.
Yep.
He's the hunchiest.
Well, I love what he said. What he said about this stupid drug was, what can it hurt? Well, everything. It can kill you.
It can kill you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he's, can we vote tomorrow? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I talked with a couple doctor friends of mine.
Need a new leader.
I probably shouldn't take that because of the heart history in my family.
Right, right.
So if you have heart history, this might not be the answer.
Well, does he have a heart history and a hunch?
Yeah.
They also found no evidence that the use of this drug, either with or without azithromycin, reduced the risk of mechanical ventilation in patients hospitalized with the COVID as well.
And azithromycin is the Z-Pak, which is a weak, weak antibiotic.
Doc Meenan, check it in later this week?
Tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Right, cool. You're like the experts, because none of us went to Yale. We all turned it down. This wasn't our choice. Wasn't our first choice. We said no.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.